Marvelous Mind Radio.
Hey everybody, it's me again, and this is Marvelous Mind Radio. And just in case you don't know who I am Brianna, clearly, aka Brie, aka Be Clear, aka everything that is wonderful and lovely and fabulous in life. And I'm here with my lovely, silly co-host.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Killer K.
So Killer K.
Dot, but the most called me Kiara. How is everyone doing?
Yeah, so first of all, let me just go ahead and put you out there.
Yeah.
So we could just get that out the way.
Okay.
About how she decided she was just going to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And not let me know. So that's why there wasn't no show last week yet again. So yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to get our communication skills.
Look. Together. Once my memory is back from Dory, because obviously I have hers and she has mine now that she remembers where she lives at and all. We can get this together one day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to say in your defense because it's not in your defense, but you always tell me that you got a memory of a goldfish, which is obviously.
Yes.
Very short. I have no idea.
It's tragic.
Never discussed with a goldfish what their memory is like.
It's tragic.
Obviously. Like, how do you go out of town and not let nobody know? Like, hey, I'm going out of town. Like, you plan for this. But, you know, I'm going to put that out there.
Me put that out there that I offered to do the show when I got back on Monday when she suggested it. No, it's okay.
I said it was fine because I'm like, okay, so basically we're going to post the show at 9 o'clock. Okay, that works.
That's fine.
No. So I was like, you know what, let's just regroup. But in doing so, getting into it, I decided to post a status on Facebook asking people what they wanted to hear about. And I got some good feedback. So I want to shout out everybody that participated in, you know, giving us ideas. So my girl Pree, that's up in Tally Ho.
Hey,
thank
Pri.
You. Who else? Jazz, she's out in Bahrain right now getting that bread. Yeah, she's getting that guap.
Girl.
And she supports the show. She supports the show. That is a tongue twister. So shout out to Jazz. Shout out to Gavin, because he also gave us some love. I want to shout out Joshua, Terry. Hey, boo. My boo Unique Brown, who also gave us her insight, and also Christine Figueroa. I hope I didn't forget anybody. It wasn't that many people, but I hope I shouted everybody out. So after reading everything and kind of deciphering, Latea. Hey girl. Hey Tay Tay girl. So she's the last one, I think. Okay, so after, you know, getting feedback from everybody and seeing what everybody wanted to talk about, I decided that we would talk about what I like to call. Stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Okay. So, I compiled some of you guys' ideas, and we're going to talk about what I like to call, what I have dubbed, the Thoughtpocalypse. Dun, dun, dun. What?
That's the Michael Jackson song.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yes, so, I'm so done with you.
It's
ew.
Okay.
Can you wait to the end of the show to act up?
No.
Okay. So.
So let's explain what the Thoughtpocalypse is. Please
explain. The Thoughtpocalypse is. It's the epidemic of this brand. We're going to call it a brand of a woman that demeans herself for likes, follows.
Mm.
Whatever it is that she
retweets,
aspires, right?
DMs, VMs,
right.
Who knows?
For Limeritas.
She had busted down.
Oh, for some damn Limeritas.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
For those who don't understand the word thought, like most educated don't, FAT is an acronym meaning that hoe over there.
Over there. So
that hoe over there apocalypse is shutting us down. So, I mean, what do you think the reason behind these females basically, and I think, in my opinion, demeaning themselves for these likes and retweets and binds and DMs and whatever else.
And Lamaritas.
And Lamaritas. Raspberitas. They got fancy.
And Mangaritas. But anyway, they good too. I'm not, you know, I don't know if that's thought juice, but I'm all about that thought juice.
As long as you ain't busting it down.
I'm not, no, I'm not busting it. Not for a dollar. Not when they a dollar at Publix. I'm not doing that. But I digress. No, okay. So this is, it's two angles from this. One angle, and this is, I think, where Sapricia's idea came in, is that we as women, we have, for some odd reason, lowered our standards and what we feel is acceptable from men, acceptable treatment from men. So part of it is us. A big part of it is us. And then another part of it is the men. They exploit that and they show that that's what they want. They show, okay, we want somebody who is gonna, you know, twerk it down.
One cheek, two cheek.
Right. Or, you know, shake it like a red nose. That's what they want.
Stop.
You know what I mean? That's what's exploited and glamorized is women that, you know, do all this,
right,
that exploit themselves.
And
that's,
you know,
what's
the crazy
glamorized
thing is? I see these men and, you know, oh, I love to watch these videos and they repost all this and it seems like that's what you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. So then once you get a female who's actually interested in you in doing these things, oh no, that's not what I want. That's not what I really want. But this is what you seem to portray. So really the joke is on both the women and the men because it seems like everybody is confused. The woman especially because she's trying to please this man and change herself for him. This man because what he is attracted to and likes is the farthest thing from what he wants to be in a relationship with.
Right.
So it's like, how do we understand this, you know? So I really feel like that is the reason for a lot of women taking themselves down this destructive path is because the men really don't understand what they want, you know, versus what they just want to see or what they idolize, strippers or video chicks. You know, I won't call them video hoes.
Right. But okay, I'm going to tell y'all where to start. Y'all need to start with Beyonce Flawless.
Jesus.
Y'all need to go ahead and start with Beyonce Flawless. And y'all need to not only, you know, I woke up like this, but y'all need to listen to the little excerpt from TED Talks. I do not know what her name is, so I'm not even going to attempt because I will butcher her name. But y'all need to listen to that first, number one. That's a good place to start because that's easily accessible. It doesn't take a lot of thought process or, you know what I'm saying, to get that. So listen to that first. That's where you're going to start. But you know, while you were talking, I was thinking about how I was on Twitter cruising, you know, because I Twitter cruise. And it was some dude that was like, Lupita Nyong'o's not attractive.
Father God.
And it was two pictures. It was one of her, you know, coutured down,
right,
face beat, giving you editorial madness. And then it was some other chick with like a bedroom selfie of her and some lingerie. And it's like, okay, so which one would you pick?
So, okay, what I feel like makes her beautiful is one, I mean, I think her face is flawless. That skin complexion, that skin itself.
Get into it.
Let me tell you something. If I could have that.
That's that Juices and Berries skin.
What? Nothing but the finest of Juices and Berries, okay? She never had a relax in her life.
Okay.
But, you know, she has an elegance about her and a grace, which makes her beyond beautiful. Now, I would not sit here and don't bash me. I wouldn't sit here and call her bad. Like, oh, she's like the baddest joint out in the club or whatever.
Right,
no.
She's an acquired taste.
She has an elegant beauty and grace about her that just puts her at the top notch. And I really don't understand how men fail to, well, not men, how
that's
people
fail. That's why she's dating a white man.
This.
Let me just put it out there like that. That's
and
probably,
you know,
why, I mean, it's rumored anyway.
Right.
It's rumored that she's dating a white guy, Jared Leto. But anyway.
Hey,
okay, so let's bring it back because we're getting off topic, kind of, sort of. But
well, yeah,
not
I was
really.
Going to say, I think that's on topic because that
it
is
on
woman.
Topic. But this is the thing. It's like, okay, you got a picture of someone who is giving you fashion model fierceness, fabulousness, and then you have her next to somebody who took a damn mirror selfie, and because she's half naked and she's got more curves and she's thicker, oh yeah, like Lupita's not attractive. But it's like, okay, so What are you saying to women that, okay, number one, you have to show off your body
in its entirety.
I mean, except for the nips and, you know, the cuda.
And you pretty much see all of that too. As long as I guess you cut your hand over it. Right. But, you know, I digress.
For us to prove, and that's the other thing, I think, is that now women have it in their head that we have to prove something to men.
Right.
And it's only really physically. Like, that's what y'all are looking. Oh, we got to prove we bad, so let's put this weave in. And no, listen, no shade, because I love me some weave. Anybody that knows me, listen, I have a box.
Honey.
Full of bags of weeds. I have a daggone wig shelf. It's real out here. However, it's not just about that. It's not just about the fake lashes. And it's not just about, you know, the ass to waist ratio. Like, what are you as men telling women
that you're attracted to?
And then where did we get it twisted to think that we need to prove something to a man? Where do we get it twisted? Because men do everything. And this is the crazy thing, is that statistically, women outnumber men.
Right.
But psychologically, it's about the power of the PUSSY. That's what drives men, which means that women are still in control.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act holier than thou and say that, you know, maybe I have not demeaned myself or dumbed myself down to please the guy. But you have to understand where that is coming from.
Right. It stems from something. That is not a choice that I say, well, let me see if I can dumb myself down and make him like me. It's something that you see what is the norm. You know, I have this conversation all the time with my boyfriend. Hey, boo. about the fact that my old roommates and some people that I know that were in relationships, and I would see them whine and fuss to get in their phones, and this would get them results. And I'm like, man, I'm sitting over here miserable trying to figure out what he over there doing, and I don't understand this. But he explains to me all the time, like, you know what, you keep me calm and you keep me grounded because you're not an annoying, overbearing person. And I'm like, well, as I saw them getting results, I did see their boyfriends a little stressed out, and when their boyfriends did cheat on them, it was with these women that were much like myself. Not to say that my roommates were, you know, bad or these people that I live with.
But it was an insecurity
It was an insecurity that they had, and something that I thought I needed to do to get the results that I wanted. But in fact, I was the actual calmness and the grounding point for him, that I'm like, I don't need to change to do anything else, because this man is appreciative and content with what he has. Well, not content, I don't want to say, because that makes me sound boring, and I'm far from it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's happy.
But
he's
exactly
satisfied.
He's a happy and satisfied and appreciative man for the female that I am, not who I'm trying to be or who I was trying to be at one point.
Listen, this is, I'm just, my mind is racing, because this could go so many different directions. Because now I'm thinking about, when I think about the thoughtpocalypse, it's not just as simple as, oh, she a thotty, or she's a hoe, she going. Because it's way deeper than that. Because the thoughtpocalypse also consists of, and it's made up of, and it's fueled also by these chicks that are like, well, I'm his main bitch, so it's fueled by that as well. This, okay, well, yeah, we sure, but I'm first in line. Right. Like, girl, really?
If you're first, you're last.
I'm the bottom bitch. I'm his bottom bitch, so you know, you need to know your place. You need, like, it's also fueled by that. Now,
but you give these men this power with that over you, for him to understand, I can do whatever I want as long as this first one is happy. The rest of them, I can do what I please. Don't give that man that power. That makes you look stupid.
And let me tell you something. Look, this is something I will never forget, and it still kind of like messes with me to this day. Watching Love and Hip Hop, don't judge me. Do not do that, because I love Love and Hip Hop, and I'm not the only one. But watching Love and Hip Hop, this is back when Chrissy and Jim Jones was on it.
I love Chrissy.
And Chrissy was like, well, he's going to do what he's going to do, but as long as he's loyal to me. And I said, okay, wait. So since when did loyalty and fidelity not go together? Since when were they not the same thing? And that's like, it's stuff like that. That's like, okay, y'all are feeding into the thoughtpocalypse now.
Right.
Because now it's okay for him to be unfaithful as long as you don't know, or not that you don't know about it, as long as he doesn't bring it in your face. As long as he's
taking care of home.
Right. As long as he's taking care of home. Oh, girl, he could do whatever.
Negative. You could do whatever on your own, sweetheart. Take care of home and be home. But don't, ooh.
You see what I'm saying, though? So it gets way deeper than just the, you know, community puss. Like, that's always been, like, that's always been there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. But now it's, like, it's coming to the forefront where it's, like, totally acceptable. Right. And it's so acceptable for men to speak to women in such a degrading way. Let me tell you something. I really, like, low-key kind of get off when a dude calls me queen. Like, what? Oh, that just, like, me saying it that to myself, thinking of a man's voice saying, you know, peace queen or what's up queen, or just acknowledging me as royalty.
Right. That'll get you much further with a real woman.
Not with battle. A real woman. Because a regular, like, what?
Queen. My name.
What? Queen. I'm a bad bitch. Ooh. Queen.
I'm a boss ass bitch.
I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch.
Multiples. And that's fine. You can be a boss ass bitch. I'll take my empress title.
And let me tell you something else. Okay, so let's, because this is, let me
break it down.
Let me differentiate between bad bitch and thot. Jesus. Bad bitch, Beyonce, Michelle. And these are also queens, but I'm saying this is for, like, bad bitch is like layman's terms,
right,
for a queen. You can't just look good and think that you're a bad bitch. And these dudes, these little knuckleheads around here boosting y'all, that just because y'all look cute, but y'all don't have nothing to y'all name, damn, but y'all looks, they boosting you talking about you a bad bitch. No, sweetie, you just pretty.
You just cute.
And you got a nice body. And I'll give that to you. But bad bitch, boss bitch is like, okay, you on your grind, you hustling. And understand, this is a slang terminology. This is a loose term. Really, it's independent woman, queen, whatever. You know what I mean? These words of praise. But, you know, Missy Elliott changed it around for us when she came out with bitch. You know what I mean? She changed it around. So we can say that it's a term of endearment. That's fine, that we can use it as a term of endearment.
But you see, because that becomes a problem thing too. And because we, well, use we it as a term thing of endearment. With the N-word. And you know what? I mean, shout out to NAACP. I was on that forefront and I was on that committee that went to Detroit and buried the N-word. Now, do I still use it? It slips off the tongue quite often. Because whole time I went to HBCU and that's all the words I could think niggas of without got niggas on my nerves. But, you know, we try to use it as a term of endearment, as you say, but as soon as a man just turn around, oh, what's up, bitch? We all want to look crazy. And it doesn't matter who's saying it. We should take it as offense. Like, oh, you know, yeah, that's my main bitch right there. If I'm talking to, you know, a friend of mine, I'm not your main bitch. Like, I'm a good friend. I'm your best friend, whatever you want to call it. Don't call me a bitch, though. Because if somebody walks by and says something, then I got to wild his life out because he's heard something from you and thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with, you know, the N-word. And we just had a conversation with this in a group chat that I was in about white people using the N-word and how they shouldn't do it, or a girl felt that she could do it if you said it in her presence, that she was fine with saying it back to you. Mm-hmm. And in the wrong neighborhood, that'll get her cut. Same goes for any man disrespecting me or people that I'm around, you know, by thinking it's okay to call them a B because I've said it. So, but that's when you have to check yourself to say, well, you know what? He thinks it's okay because I said it. That's the same thing when you're around a child. Men are like sponges. People are like sponges. They, oh, okay, that's fine. I can do that. Bet. Oh, what's up, bitch? Differ.
Who you talking to?
Right. You get
real calling a bitch.
Y'all, I forget I was that a queen, and I just
y'all little youngins, y'all don't know about
UNITY. That's for unity. That's a dead in his eye. Who you holding a bitch? What up, queen? What's up, Latifah?
I'm trying to get myself together. I didn't even know you was gonna do it. I was like, okay, I don't know what she gonna throw, what I'm catching, but you caught it. Okay. But so the thought apocalypse is really real out here. The twerk videos. Now listen, Mimi got y'all on a new wave with the shower rod.
And let me tell y'all something. Let me settle all these girls down who are talking about Mimi's boring and all this other stuff. Let me see what tricks you do. Now, you know, I'm not going to tell you to put it out online. You can DM it to me if you want to. I'm not going to put it out there. But let me see what y'all do. Oh, she's so boring and all this other stuff. Mimi, like, 65 years old, doing more things than half you chicks are doing.
You just really read her.
I'm really just going after the girls, you know. Oh, what did you expect to see was my thing. Like, this is a person in a relationship. I literally had a person on my timeline say they were just making love in the video. Are they not a couple in love? I'm sorry, did I miss something? Like, I didn't really expect nothing over the top because Mimi's not a porn star. Nico is not a porn star. These are two people who decided to have sex in front of a camera.
Like, and how many of y'all have done it?
Right.
And y'all all over social network.
For free.
Stop.
But you know, right. I'm asleep though. I mean, but don't. I mean, this is not to get it twisted. Don't come out here talking about, oh, well, I'm gonna just sell my sex tape now because no one cares.
No one really.
No
cares.
One cares. Don't be part of the thoughtpocalypse.
Don't be. Yes. Say no to the thoughtpocalypse.
Just say no.
Say no, and it starts with you. I mean, break I don't know away. Where. Both parties are, both genders are responsible. Both genders have to be held accountable. But as women, we drive the train. That's the point. That as women, we drive the train. So number one, you have to have more respect for yourself.
Right.
Really, and I mean, if you're okay with, you know, doing whatever it is you do, then girl, more power to you. But and it always goes back to this. What is your reasoning?
Right.
If your reasoning is to get attention from dudes who really could care less about you, and you're not the kind of girl that they're going to wife up and be a couple with and introduce to mom, realize that.
Hello.
And it's okay, like, to have your little freaky side, your little nasty side. If you could scrub the ground and drop that dun-dun-dun and all right. that stuff, that's cool. But everybody should not know that.
Right.
Everybody should not see your camel toe.
I just passed out, so y'all can't see me, but I'm asleep over here right now.
Everybody should not know about your print.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, everybody shouldn't see your areolas.
Baby.
That's all I'm saying. Unless you're getting paid for it. Yeah. Like, okay, you're not Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is getting paid to be a sex symbol. And Nicki Minaj is a boss ass. I don't care what you think about her, but she's getting her money.
But you know what? That's even when we say things like that, like, oh, you're not getting paid to do this. You're not getting money to do this. Does that make it okay for the thotties that are
getting
paid?
It makes it better. I'm going to be honest with you. It makes more sense. If that's how you make your living.
Right. If you
make your living at, you know, as an urban model, because that's really what it is. You're not top model material. Hello. You're not supermodel. But if you're making money off of this, like a Tahiri, like a Jocelyn Hernandez, like a Erica Mena, you know what I'm saying? That's how they make their living.
She can name all crazy people.
I know they are crazy, but they get their bread and they hustle. That's one thing. But if you just out here, girl, for some likes,
but that's
for some follows.
I mean, I very much understand that, but I really just can't say to my child, like, oh, okay, I can't imagine having my child out there, like, oh, okay, as long as you're getting paid for it, it's okay for you to act all wild and do this on TV and act crazy. Because I'm pretty damn sure Jocelyn and well, I don't know about the rest of them, Tahiri and all of them, their parents are looking at them like, why is your ass
Tahiri is not really that bad.
My issue with Tahiri and Kaylin is the fact that they let Joe Budden spread what they had for him. All on Instagram, yeah, all on social media. Twitter. And then Joe Budden is so damn disrespectful. I love him because he's funny as hell. But he's so damn disrespectful, he didn't even delete the pictures of Tahiri when he started posting the motherfuckers of Kaylin. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, when if you go back on his Instagram, and I don't know if it's still there because I don't follow, but you know, but he spread what they had for him all out over the world. Now Kaylin,
and they were okay with that.
Exactly. And it's
they
just
were
like,
okay with that.
That's an issue with women where I be
we
jailed.
Let ourselves be exposed for right. men.
Because, oh, my man, it's my man. So, because that was their argument was, well, it's my man and he's and then he gets to see it and all that other stuff. But that's for him. Like, that's your dude. I wish, man, listen.
I mean, it comes down to what type of woman that you are.
Right. And they're okay with it. So I really can't speak wholly against it. But it just looks bad as, you know, while as much as they hate to to be known as it, as a person of interest. And a, I don't want to call them role models because that's the last thing I think about.
A woman of desire, someone of desire that fulfills a fantasy.
And these it sucks to bring it back to the children all the time, but these are this is who's watching it. Like the fact that more kids can recognize Basketball Wives and Who's on Love and
Hip Hop. You're raising thotties, honey.
Anything else, right? My students, you know, they get broke down if they can't come to my classroom with a current event, and it's like, for real. This is your current event? Oh, last night, Miss Kaylin, she fought to hear you on the show, and y'all, that's not current
event. Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to there has to be a balance. Right. Like, that can't be all you're about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that can't be all you're about.
And then it's a man's job to stop it. You know, I love the fact that Tiny posted a picture on Instagram, and it was like she had her shirt up, and she was posted a little bit behind, showing, like, the fact that she was losing weight, especially off of her stomach area, because we all know she was a little tubbed up.
Ooh, child.
But T.I. posted, like, you know, you're my wife, and this isn't something that you should be posting. I like the picture. It's a beautiful picture, but this isn't something that you should be posting. And it was like that was done tastefully and tactfully, and I haven't seen her post anything else that he could find some way disrespectful. So, like, that as a man, I feel like that's what you should do. You should step in, like, oh, babe, like, that's for me. Like, it's a nice picture. I like it. Send it to me. Text me that. Why does every other man need to see this? You know? So, like, you've been saying,
and that goes to show you. I mean, and this is, I mean, everybody knows how T.I. is. He, you know, he always claimed he was, you know, pimping and doing all this stuff, right. But that's not the chick that he married.
Right.
And y'all was mad about Tiny getting that ring. But you got to understand why she got it.
Right. Tiny bit because she's very for years.
But not even just that. She's a very conservative woman. She, you know, she's about her family first. He's about his family first. Right. And their business is very, it comes in a close second. And then all that other stuff really doesn't matter. Right. So that's what you need to be thinking about. So y'all thinking about, oh, okay, well, you know, these are the type of men that like this. But realistically speaking, these are not people that they're marrying.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What these rappers talk about, honey, those are not the people that they out there with. That's not who you see them with. Fab. Nobody knew about Emily. But Emily was doing her thing behind the scenes.
Right.
She was a stylist and making her own money and not showing off her body, which is bad, by the way.
What?
Emily is bad.
Oh, thick ass.
But she never... You know what? Who are you so gay?
I'm is. You got to get real together with that. I'm is.
But... you know, this is someone who played the conservative role. She played the back and handled her business and held down her family.
Right.
And that is who, you know, he dogged her out. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know if they got it together, which is crazy.
Like, as much as she did for him. And it's so, what I felt bad for was the fact that she didn't understand how to get out of that. Or even to this day, you know, when... even on the show, she didn't know how to go on dates with other people because she's so used to... she's probably still going to be used to this for years. A man that does not treat her well and does not treat her right. She's not going to be able to recognize, you know, in my opinion, not immediately, something that's really beneficial and good for her for a long time because she's so used to somebody not coming home and doing what they want to and verbally, you know, telling people that I'm doing my own thing. Like, no one knew about this chick till she came on the show, which is mind-boggling. I've been a Fab fan for years, and it's
I never knew you got a girl.
I knew he had a child, but I never even would have assumed that he was with that woman.
But you know what? This is what I'll say for that. Just because you're a good woman and somebody's dogging you does not mean that you should turn into a thot.
Boo.
And
hello.
That's not...
don't like wild out your, because he's that's wild
not
out.
Your that's not your green light to start going crazy and start doing something that all these other chicks do that seem to be getting attention.
Right, I learned that lesson without you being know what I'm saying.
But I think sometimes that's the mystery. Like, well, if that's what men want,
right?
Then that's what I'm gonna give it to them. I got a body, and I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool, but you don't have to do that. Right. And I know that sometimes it can be tempting, because I know I'd be looking at some people on Instagram like, why do you have all those likes for what?
But nothing.
And it's no hate. It's no hate, but I see, you have to understand what that social network game is like.
Right.
There are certain things that people like just off of just first instinct. If you're artistic, there's only a certain group of people for that. So if you're into, you know, art and angles and pick, people don't, the average person, which is most people on things like Instagram and Twitter, they don't have an appreciation for that. That's just reality.
Hello.
They have an appreciation for, you know, shoes and bodies.
Posting bad beards. Shout out to Post Bad Beards. I follow that account. I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand, if you're trying to play that game, either you're going to fall into it or you're not. But that's not just because you get like 5,000 likes because you decided to show your whole asshole.
Right.
Does not mean that you're on the right track.
Right. At all.
You know what I'm saying?
It just means you got 5,000 perverts and people that think this is funny and or cute.
Yeah.
In your ass.
Yeah.
Literally.
But, you know, this is really about not being a part of the thought apocalypse, which is way deeper than just being a hoe that's gone and giving it up to everybody, because it's deeper than rap.
So how would you keep, how do you, let's ask you personally, how do you keep yourself from being a part of the thought apocalypse?
Oh, child. It's hard with all these DJ Busted songs on the radio.
What?
But
as soon as the song comes on, it's like call and response.
I think for me, it's really about balance. You know what I'm saying? Just as much as I can get down with, you know, DJ Mustard song or all that, you know, YG and Yo Gotti talking about hoes this, bitch that, thotty this, and all that stuff. It's a balance. I have to realize, well, number one, for me, that's not real life. That's entertainment. And so that's how I treat it. You know, I dance the songs because they're entertaining, not because that's how I want to live my life. So that's really what it is. It's about separation and it's about balance and understanding both. But, you know, you have to have an understanding of yourself, which I think is what people don't realize. Like, you have to look inward for whatever it is you're looking for. If you're looking for love and happiness and joy and attention outside of yourself, you're always going to succumb to whatever the trend is.
Right.
And so if the trend is, you know, twerking on camera for 15 seconds or 6-7 seconds if you still on Vine, you know, you're going to succumb to that because you think, okay, that's what's cute, that's what's cool. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to saying, well, I don't want to do that. That's not my thing. So that's really what it is. It's about having an awareness of yourself. And from having an awareness of yourself, you will have standards of what you will and what you won't do for whoever that may be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then from that, you'll be able to separate. Okay, I can still watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and not feel like I gotta be like Jocelyn Hernandez or like feel like I gotta be like Mimi Faust, which, like you said, they're a couple. So that's something completely different.
Right.
That's not them just making a random old sex tape with anybody. They're a couple. They could do that. They want to sell it. Okay, do your thing. Whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? You have to be able to separate and not just fall into whatever you feel like the trend is. You have to set your own trends and follow your own footsteps and walk your own path. And then you can avoid the thought-pocalypse, hopefully.
Thought-pocalypse? You have your thought-pocalypse shield on.
Come on.
Got you. I got you.
Come
I
on.
Got you. That's funny.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. X-Men.
Get out.
It's real out here. Y'all seen the Beyonce video, Superpowers? Like that. Except for it's like The Walking Dead, but it's thoughts.
But it's thoughts. They are coming. They are climbing in your windows.
They're thought zombies.
Chasing your men out.
They're thought zombies. And they're on the prowl. They're on the attack. And they're looking to either turn you or eat you alive. And you cannot succumb.
Do not let them eat you alive.
That's right. You don't be a thought zombie.
I can't. I can't. A thought zombie in a thought apocalypse. Get out. Somebody needs to do some dope album art with like a thought zombie on that joint so we can promote this. If anybody can do that.
Don't try to steal our idea either, because I'm going to be looking for y'all.
I'm going to just hashtag the thoughtpocalypse on this thing and see who's like really going.
We have to start a thoughtpocalypse hashtag. It's going down. Okay, so how do you...
Basement.
You know know what? You know what?
You know I'm challenged. Yes, ma'am.
How do you avoid the thought apocalypse?
Oh, gosh. Literally similar to what you said. I understand how to separate from the songs I sing to what my reality is, which was... It was never really hard for me because that's how I was taught as a child. My mother used to always, you know, if we listen to something crazy, she would sit us down. Like, you know, what is this song talking about? I especially remember one of Usher's songs. What is this? Make me want to leave the one I'm with or something with. Do you understand what he's talking about? And do you understand that he's with the woman he doesn't want to be? And I used to be like, what? That's what he's saying? Why? What does that mean? So at a young age, I understood and learned how to separate this thing. Now... Would you know that from the outside looking in? Nah, because I'm straight in the club. Two red bones kissing in the backseat. Get it, Boosie. Let's go. What? I'm getting hyped right now. But you wouldn't know that from the outside. From the outside looking in, it'd be like, okay, this chick might be a little loose. She's wild. But in the reality, I'm a grandma. I go home and sleep at like 9:30. If y'all get me to come out of the club at 2, I'm ready to go home. But understanding that I have values, you know, even to these men that approach me in the club. And I rarely ever give my number out in the club. It's because one is very well understood. Oh, you out here, you in your little cute dresses, and I'm dancing with you, and it's, you know, some random man trying to feel on you, and it's like, you know what? Nah, I already know what you're looking for, and it's nothing that I'm looking for. So really understanding how to separate what your actual reality is from what I like. Because I do watch all the little ratchet shows. Well, not all of them. I can't stand Basketball Wives because the fact that none of them were wives used to throw me all the way off, or the majority of them. But just separation. Separation will really get you far. Oh, and then more so than separation, understanding that, you know, this does not apply to me. I can sing it all day, you know, whatever about some bend over, shake it, do whatever songs. I can't even think of anything right now. But songs that don't apply to me that I do know I sing. Mm. Even about, you know, I'll be in the club. She a bust it down, bustin' down. La Marita. I know I'm not doing it, but I will groove to the hardest thing, you know. Out there, but I understand that this is one not about me. He's talking about a very specific type of female, and I damn sure don't care. You know what I'm saying? Get out. He's not talking to the queens. He's not talking to the bosses. He's talking to somebody that is easy, ready for a buck, sucking duck. Is that what I said last week or last time? I don't remember.
Ready for a buck, sucking duck.
Sucking duck when her mama was here.
Well, it wasn't last week, actually. It was two weeks ago. But it's okay.
Yeah. He's talking to those type of females that are ready for something that I'm not. I don't do those one night standers or whatever. Not to shit on anybody that does it, because, you know, to each his own, but that is not my thing.
But that's another story.
You know, and like I said, it's not even to shit on it. It's to say, that's, especially not after no club, I can't, hey, sir, how are you? Oh, you're home? Let's go. No.
Oh my gosh, I just said that out loud. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be the next one night standers.
Ooh.
That's going to be the next one. But anyway, so listen. I know we were all over the map. Okay. We went from New York to LA to New Orleans to Chicago to Tennessee to back to Florida. But I hope you kind of got what you were looking for.
I hope you understand how to.
Or hopefully you weren't looking for anything, so you weren't disappointed.
Hopefully you know now how to activate your thought-pocalypse shield.
Yeah. And save yourself. If you weren't aware that there's a thought-pocalypse going on, now you know. Okay? So, where can I find you? I'm about to get you right now.
She's going to kill me. Okay? I'm going to do it tomorrow at work as long as Bree texts me. Texts is not a word. Text me. Please let it be known, text is plural and singular.
You basic.
So, very. That was extremely basic. And, you know, that's fine and dandy because I also got an education out
there. That's a state, girl.
Texas. A Texas girl.
That's a state.
Stop playing. I'm going to do it tomorrow as long as Bree texts me and reminds me to create another Twitter page. But as of right now, you can find me on Instagram at Damn Debonair. For those of you who are spelling impaired, D-A-M-N Debonair. D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R.
Like air.
You know?
Deb. Like that you breathe.
Oh, man.
Yes, and of course, you can find me on everything at Brianna Clearly. B-R-I-A-N-A. Clearly. Like, obviously, girl. So, this show is going to be aired on my birthday, which is the 28th of April.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, come on, Pink Harmonies.
Happy birthday. Oh, girl.
Well, thank you.
I was going to get in there.
And yes, I'll be turning 31 years young.
Yes, young.
So,
girl.
Yes, girl. And still looking like I'm about 22.
And
so.
That's fine, though.
Holla. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you for everybody that supports us, all 10 of you. Hopefully it's gonna be
more.
We're gonna start marketing. Help us market, cause child, we need help.
Share, retweet, post, DM,
all of that.
DM,
tell your friends about it. If there's something that you hate, let us know. If there's something that you love, let us know. We just want the feedback. Feedback, feedback, feedback. Get on my nerves with the feedback.
Do what you
and,
must.
And yeah, we love you guys. And
peace, love, and grease.
So, woo!